The last day of Fortitude is this year. Are you guys sad?
Yeah.
I bet you are sad because I'm going to have a fire truck. That's why you're sad.
You can still get me.
It is a kind of a bummer day. I mean, really, with a wonderful week, it's kind of like we went up to the top of the mountain with our wonderful teachers and our parishioners, and different opportunities to have fun and pray and learn. And now we come back to the normal life. So what we want to do is remember what we did and then live our lives closer to Jesus. All right, so first, what was the color today? Or lecture, what was it? Was it pink?
Yellow.
Yellow, all right, yellow. What was the yellow for?
Yellow was for the finding in the temple.
Finding in the temple? Is that a good one, teachers? Finding in the temple. And who are we finding in the temple? What's the answer? Who was it? Who was found in the temple? Jesus. He had been teaching other teachers, and Jesus was young. So he was, again, the best teacher we've ever had. The yellow is also, you can kind of think about it as gold, right? The gold of our King, who is Jesus Christ. What else did you learn today? What else? We had the rosary, that was the last mystery of the joyful mystery. The finding of Jesus in the temple. Carson, what do you think?
The fifth mystery.
Yep, exactly, fifth mystery. What else did you learn today? Yeah. What were you talking about today? You just taking naps all day? That's what was going on? You're just taking naps? Wow, that's what I was doing actually. It's my day off. What do you think?
What we learned today was we didn't need questions on like all the things that we did.
All the questions? Is it a test? You guys have a test?
Yeah.
Good. Thanks for our teachers. Praise God. I'm proud of you. Did you guys ever think about vocations?
No.
No? Do you think about vocations? What do you think, Christian? You did? What is a vocation? Yep. A call from God. It's a vocation. A vocation is what God has called you. He's choosing you to do something in your life. So someday you could be married, you could be a sister, you could be a priest, you could be single. When you think about all your parents, your own parents, they have a vocation to have children, right? You. And others, like myself, I'm a priest. And so I get to be with all of you, our parishioners. And you might be called to be a sister. Cool stuff to really think. Finally, with our gospel, it's a very hard gospel today because Jesus was talking about how often Christians could be hurt or even killed, or even in own families could fight with each other and hurt each other. Because really, at the end of the day, and especially I think in Tortoise 2, is really there's kind of a land, there's a line in the sand. You're either with Jesus or you're against Jesus, basically. And I would think all of you, and I hope and I pray, that you are with Jesus. Because there's a lot of bad things in our world. There's bad things in our behavior. There's bad things in morality. And we want to be with Jesus Christ. That's the line. So he was saying, when we're in those situations where it's hard, Jesus said he will give the Holy Spirit to speak through you. Right? The Holy Spirit can speak through you because each of you, most of you, have been baptized, meaning you get the reception of the Holy Spirit to give you strength and to say things that you might not by yourself. So what you need to do as our students is to speak to your friends, to your family, you're at school, to share the good news of Jesus. You don't have to be quiet. You don't have to just not say anything of our Lord. But Jesus Christ is our King and our friend and our coach and our brother to share the good news with him. Because we want more and more people with our Lord Jesus Christ. So praise God. We'll continue with this Mass to come together and have our prayers as we listen to the Word, as we receive His body and blood, and for those that are receiving in the future for your first communion, and a wonderful, wonderful afternoon with the water games. Please stand.